The Chapel Hill Carborough Schools made national news when administrators decided to cancel classes today. They did so after many teachers indicated they would not be coming into work as part of the International Day Without a Woman protests. WUNC reporter Lisa Phillip attended various events to see how teachers, students, and others spent the day.
If this was a typical Wednesday afternoon, Leah Steiner would be in her AP Art History class at East Chapel Hill High School. But after a friend told her about a day without a woman, she decided to do something different.
I had this idea to kind of all just skip school and have a bake sale to raise money for Planned Parenthood or any other organizations that help women out. It took a lot of planning and a lot of help, obviously, from other girls. And then we ended up getting school off, which was amazing.
A few steps away, Gabriella DeMatte, a senior at Chapel Hill High, says today should be called a day on. She's volunteering at the bake sale.
I think it's very important to spread the word and not just kind of sit around and enjoy the day and not do anything about it. I think it's important to let people know what's going on and empower other people to make a change.
Other than Chapel Hill Carborough, the Alexandria, Virginia schools were the only other district in the country to close as part of the Day Without a Woman protest. That decision brought both praise and scorn from advocates and pundits across the country. Durham schools did not close for the day. In a release, Superintendent Bert Loam said administrators supported the cause, but that closing schools would cause hardship on low-income families needing childcare and negatively impact hourly employees like bus drivers. He also offered this heads up to parents the night before through a distributed phone call.
There is a possibility, however, that bus service may be running late in some areas due to driver shortages at either the beginning or the end of the school day.
The decision to keep schools open got a mixed reaction from Durham teachers. Nashonda Cook teaches at Eno Valley Elementary School. She and 30 or so others gathered before noon in the shadow of the bull on the square in downtown Durham.
I personally have some very supportive administrators at my school, and I think that's the DPS. Way that seems to be the sense, because there are lots of schools who don't have a lot of teachers there today. But it would have been nice to see a complete support from it. Yeah.
Today's protest coincides with International Women's Day. It's billed as a worldwide one-day demonstration of economic solidarity. Many women took the day off from paid or unpaid labor and wore red. Jocelyn Alcott is an associate professor of history and gender, sexuality, and feminist studies at Duke University. Speaking on the state of things, she said this type of one-day protest has benefits over a sustained strike.
This one-day effort is not going to be as efficacious as something that could be more sustained. But I don't think that's what this particular action is trying to accomplish.
One thing this effort has accomplished, says Durham teacher Nashonda Cook, is providing a teaching moment for her students.
A very effective strategy that we use in the classroom is modeling. So, I can get up and I can write the notes on the board or I can show them a movie. But I can also say, last week when Ms. Cook stood up and she spoke about making sure your family stays safe and you feel good about the education you're getting, that's what I want you to get out of this.
Cook says a day like today will serve as a springboard for women locally. She intends to run for a position in the local teachers association. And she says other women she spoke with are inspired by the Day Without a Woman movement and are planning to run for political office. Lisa Phillip, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.